was that tape session like with Jim?
You know, that we it was the same as most tape sessions. We identified our mistakes. We identified where there were miscommunications and flaws in our technique. And, you know, are ready to come back to work this week and fix those problems.
How much could you learn from this specific game?
It was great. It was great teaching tape. One thing he mentioned during this tape is, you know, a lot of times when you play teams that aren't as talented, you know, you can get away with minor technical issues. But when you go against great players, outstanding athletes, you know, guys that are going to be playing on Sundays, your technique has to be perfect. That's when it's going to show.
You know, what did y'all see out of Keith during the preseason that made y'all believe that he might be good this year for y'all?
Keith Ford, yeah. Correct? I mean, Keith just runs so hard. He's a really physical guy in every play. He's given it everything he has in the tank. Like I said, extremely physical runner and just fights for every yard he gets. He's a guy with a big heart and wants to win on every play.
Someone was saying that his scout team goal line performances were pretty solid last year. Can you attest to that?
Outstanding. Yeah. Outstanding. I mean, he runs with everything he's got on every time he touches the ball, and even when he doesn't have the ball, he's giving it all he has. He's trying to hit someone.
Yeah.
How big is it for you guys to have four of the last five games at home going down the stretch with still a lot on the line to play for?
Oh, it's huge. You know, the support from the 12th man and all the fans here at home, it's unlike anything else in the country. We're very fortunate to play in front of these fans and play in this caliber of stadium and environment.
Do you guys let yourselves think about what's left to play for?
You know, it's definitely in the back of our minds, but like I said, we try and approach every week with a 1-0 mentality and focus on getting the win this week. Try not to look too far ahead.
What have you seen from New Mexico State? What kind of problems can they present you?
You know, they have some more athletic guys inside. They're not as big as we're used to playing against in the SEC, not maybe as wide and strong, but they do have some athletic defensive tackles.
Can that present different kind of problems going up against a smaller line?
It's something you kind of have to game plan for a little bit. You go from 1 week playing against a bull who's really strong and likes to get his hands inside and push you back to a guy that wants to run around you. It's something you definitely have to work on and practice and prepare yourself for. But I think our group is talented enough to combat those challenges.
Do you think about their approach, the fact that you guys are coming off of a loss? They haven't played so well. They come in here and beat an SEC team. That I don't know if it makes their season, but it certainly is an exclamation point next to their schedule.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, for a team like New Mexico State to come in and beat an SEC school, that'd be a really big thing for their program. But I can tell you one thing. All of our guys here are really fired up to get a win this week. And, you know, after a loss, it puts a bad taste in your mouth, as I'm sure it has with everyone, including the fans. So we're going to come out this week and play our hearts out.
Would you assess how you personally played so far this season, your first year as a starter?
You know, like everyone, I've had my mistakes. I've made my mistakes. I believe I've done a good job, though, for the most part. Like just trying to improve every week, improve on my own individual craft, and improve myself overall as an offensive lineman.
What are the specific areas of improvement that Jim's got you working on?
Really, now it's just technical stuff. I have a good grasp on the offense. I understand everything very well. It's just minor, minute technical things that, like I mentioned earlier, you have to have exactly right to perform well against a front like Alabama, who has some outstanding athletes.
Talked about as far as bouncing back. I know in recent years you guys have suffered a big loss, and it's been followed by another loss. So how important is that to prove that this year is different by getting a win?
It's huge for us. You know, we don't want to string any losses together, so we're going to hit it with everything we got and come away with the win, and, you know, that's our ultimate goal.